Welcome, everyone, to the June 14, 2017 Mammatech 10K Club call. Building a business takes time and hard work. All commissions and bonuses are earned through the sale of Mammatech products. Mammatech does not guarantee the amount of income or incentive rewards that an associate participating in the Mammatech business will generate. As with any business, each associate's business results may vary and will be based on, among other factors, the associate's effort and skill, the number of base available to him, and the time devoted to their business. Our host for today's call is Sona Vanderhoof. Sona, the call is yours.
Well, thank you, Terry. I'm so excited to be here and to be with everyone on the call for our second 10K Club meeting. And this evening we have a special guest speaker, Mr. Bob Adam, who is Director of Special Projects and all kinds of good stuff globally. Importantly, for many of you, as you're aware, Bob's true forte has been not only an understanding but an incredible appreciation for the field, what it takes, having built a very successful business with his wife before he joined us corporately. So Bob has some great insight and some very unique ways of supporting the field in measuring success and taking on some tactical activities that really can make a difference. So we talked last call, which was Monday, about the importance of reaching the 10K and the 6K, and that's where our check match starts to really play big for us. And so tonight, Bob's going to take it a little bit further and say, so we know the importance of it. Now, how do we dig in our organizations and find those people that we can really make a great difference for? So with that, Mr. Bob, over to you, sir.
Well, thank you. I can't say I feel like a special guest because I'm on so many of these calls and often moderating them. But as I start, let me check in. Is my voice coming through okay?
Yes, it is, and you're special to us, Bob.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You know, I love the theme of these calls, check match or checkmate. And of course, the 10K and the 6K levels are really pivotal to unlock the potential of the check match in the new comp plan. I want to remind you that check match is just one of the ways that you can earn, but it is indeed a very powerful one. And so I tonight want to build on what David Wood shared on that excellent call on Monday, where he laid the foundation of why 10K is very important. But perhaps better yet, he opened up our thinking on some of the strategies of how to leverage the power of those early leadership levels, you know, the three associate levels that are coming in, associate, silver associate, gold associate, and the three director levels in order to get up to 6K and 10K. So I want you to think about something for a moment. The 6,000 or 6K level, which is going to be called executive director, is really the seventh level on the pathway to presidential pathway, because we have three associate, three director levels, and then we come to what will now be the executive director. Currently, at 6,000, it's kind of the third step. You come in as an associate, you hit regional, and you hit national. So where we had three levels, we now have seven. And so these early levels can turn very, very quickly. And so my challenge to you, just generically, is to learn now and consider the leverage of those early six levels and get a bit of an understanding of the power of those levels to generate sales and, of course, income quickly in a short period of time, especially in the last few days of the month, and it will pay you well. For example, as from the modeling we've done, as you know, when you hit leadership levels now, it kind of plateaus. You don't earn a whole lot more for increasing your volume within that same leadership level. So what we're seeing there, though, that is changing. It's tilting it, so it's a general steady ride up, and you will hear more about that. So what I am going to share with you tonight, and you may want to write some of this down, I want to share four potential leverage opportunities that you can take now in June. In fact, three of these four opportunities are going to expire and go away as of June 30th midnight and never to be seen again. So now is the time on three out of these four. The fourth one will continue, but you maximize it by getting on now. All right. The first one I want to talk about is getting new associates in June, continuing to enroll, and getting them on auto order now in June so that they can enter or, as we'll talk in a moment, re-enter the loyalty program. So let's look at June only. So new associates who come in now in June. Let's talk about those. So you sign up associates in these last, well, 2 weeks already and another 2 weeks or so to go. As you know, this is going to center around loyalty plan. So let's talk about what the loyalty program is going to look like starting July 1st. And it's a tiered program. And there are documents in the library that you can see to review that. But let me touch the highlights. So it'll be a tiered program. So associates who come in will receive 10% after July 1st. They get 10% loyalty credits in month 1, 2, and 3. Then 15% in months 4, 5, and 6. And then in month 7, they get up to the maximum continuing benefit of 20%. So as long as it's consecutive and unbroken, doesn't matter the size of the auto order, okay, they can get that mounting. So what the company is doing is seeking to reward ongoing loyalty over a period of time. So if a new associate of yours comes in June but doesn't set their auto order until July, they're going to be on the tiered program, okay? So they come in June 20th. First auto order, July 20th, that's their first auto order. We're into the new system. They have to go 10, 10, 10, 15, 15, 15 before they hit 20. But if that new associate who comes in June generates, and there's the key word, generates an auto order in June, they will be grandfathered at 20% loyalty points right from the start. So even if it's a small auto order, so if they come in, let's say, June 20th, encourage them to get an auto order in the month of June, even if it's just, you know, Mana Bears or Glyco Cafe, as long as it generates by the end of the month, then they get that 20% loyalty. They'll be grandfathered right out of the chute. Now, if you have a piece of paper, just think about this for a moment. So you may want to write down months, or you can just visualize it, months 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And if a person had a qualifying order of 100 QV for each of those, 100 each month, and by the way, that's our average is significantly more than that, 150 plus. So obviously, at $100 each month, if they were at 20%, they're getting $20 of loyalty credits, all those business periods right from the start. But if they come in after July 1st onto the loyalty program, for the first 3 months, it's $10 rather than $20. So they've lost $30 potentially automatically. The next 3 months, 4, 5, and 6, it's $15 now, but they're still $5 short. So you can see the numbers add up. So they've lost a potential of $45 of loyalty points. All right? So I'm suggesting that as you bring in these new people, here's a potential, you owe it to them to maximize their experience. So an additional $45 minimum, likely, benefit by getting on the auto order right away. Now, consider what happens to your new associates who come in July 1st and later, okay? The whole process, you may understand it, you'll learn more in the weeks ahead, but as they come in, they can choose a value bundle as their entry point in the new program, and that can count as their first auto order. They don't have to get something extra, so their first value bundle order can be their first auto order, but they start at 10%. and they don't hit 20% until their seventh month. So you're doing them a favor, okay? And now, again, members, as you know, will be entering and staying at 10%. So there's the first one I want to talk about. As you are enrolling, and it's to your benefit to get new associates coming in during the remaining time in June, enroll them, get them on their loyalty program right away, even with a small one, and you do them a favor. All right, number two, and this is a potentially a massive gold mine for you, and this is to get currently inactive associates in your downline on auto order now. So people in your downline who aren't currently ordering on auto order, and get them on auto order now so they can be grandfathered at 20% from the get-go. All right. So if you have people, and we all do, have associates who previously purchased, for whatever reason, they're currently inactive. Obviously, right now, they're getting 0% loyalty credits now. So our goal is to get them back in June so they're grandfathered at 20%. If they wait until after July, they're going to start at 10% and stair-step their way up, just as we talked about a moment ago for the first group. So there's huge potential here, and you're doing them a favor, and it's a very easy conversation when you go to them. Okay, we'll come back to that in a second. So your question may be, so how do I find out? Well, obviously, in 5 minutes, I can't turn you into success tracker geniuses, but let's talk about this for a moment. There is a, we taught before in the past, and in when we did the Revive program a year ago, some of you may remember the webinar training that we did along with documentation on how to go into Success Tracker and go to the genealogy report, identify certain columns, lift that information up out of Success Tracker and move it over to Excel spreadsheet so you can sort. Now, some of your eyes may be turning backwards into your head at this, but I'm assuming that a lot of you are familiar with Success Tracker and look at reports for information, and a lot of you are familiar with Excel and what it can do for charts and data and calculations. So this marries the two. It takes Success Tracker and makes it, turns it into a leverage thing rather than just an informational thing. So I will, let me talk about it for a moment, and we will be posting either in the library or Manatech Facebook in the documents section a what I call a cheat sheet, a one-page step-by-step process where we teach exactly how to do this. To go into Success Tracker, go to genealogy, select your columns, hit a couple magic buttons, lift it up, put it in Excel, then you can sort. So let's assume we've done that, okay? Some of you have gone through this process, others, you can learn it. So you have this information in your Excel spreadsheet, and what you want to look for is the people who had zero in business period six. So last business period, they didn't order. Conclusion, they're not on the loyalty program, right? Now, some of them may have already come back in business period seven, a few of them. So what you want to do is you select that column of people who did not order in business period six, and you want to sort them, and my suggestion is you sort them based on their career purchases. How much have these people spent in their time in Manatech? And you could well have people, you will have people, many of you, who spent thousands of dollars over their history with Manatech and for whatever reason did not purchase in business period six on auto order. So it's a pretty easy connection as you call them up to say, listen, I know that the Manatech products have been a big part of your life in the past. It's been something that's been a regular part of your experience, and you've really appreciated these products. And for whatever reason, I noticed you didn't have an order in BP6, and I want to just explain to you the benefit of getting back and engaged on the products if you choose to right now. And you can talk about the loyalty program and the benefits of having an order now on auto order so they can get back into the 20% grandfathered loyalty level. So that's the second group, all right? So the first was your new associates that you're bringing in now. Get them on an auto order now. Those in your group, and this could be the big bundle for you, who haven't ordered in BP6, encourage them. We owe it to them to give them the best possible experience. The third one that I want to mention, which is maybe a smaller group, but could be highly significant too, and this is the personal power bonus. And once again, as in the first two examples I've given, this one is a June-only opportunity. As of June 30th, when the clock strikes midnight, it's gone forever. So the personal power bonus system is going away in, 2.5 weeks. As you may know, the policy right now is that if an associate, an all-star associate, enrolls 4 all-stars within a 3-month period, you get a personal power bonus of $400. Basically, $100 per all-star. Pretty nice. Some of you, that's been a regular part of your business building strategies, but that is going to go away. So you may have, depending on the size of your organization, you may have people who have 1 or 2 or 3 people, 3 all-stars signed up, and they're just 1 short, maybe 2 short. But let's talk about those that are 1 short. And I want to mention 2 success tracker reports, one in particular, that can show you if you have people who are within 1 or maybe 2. The first one is the, where I'd start, is the associates close to their personal power bonus. Associates close to their personal power bonus. And that's in the bonus opportunity section. So when you select that, if you have people there, it'll show you their names, account numbers, and all that. And then when you hit, it's maybe the 6th column over, I'm just visualizing it in my mind, and you look there, it says show team. You hit that, and it'll show you whether they have 1 or 2 or 3 people, all stars, within that qualification time. So just think of that for a moment. You discover some people of your associates who have 3 out of the 4 all-stars enrolled. They are 1 all-star short of qualifying for their power bonus. So if they could get an all-star at $499, they would get a $400 personal power bonus, which will disappear, that opportunity, shortly. So to have a $499 purchase by a new person you're bringing in to generate $400 for you, not too bad. And then to sweeten the pot a little more, get them on auto order for the reasons we just talked about. So even if that auto order, again, is very small, GlycoCafe or whatever the case may be. Now, there is a second report that applies not to your downline but to you. And that report is new personal power bonus, and it's in the bonus qualifications section, and it looks at you. So it checks your qualifications. It checks a little green check marks there. If you personally have met the requirements, you have 100 QV, you're renewed, you're not terminated, you're an all-star yourself, et cetera, et cetera. And I just looked at someone that I knew very quickly this afternoon, and bingo, they had 3 out of their 4 all-stars. This is a fairly strong business builder who needs 1, and it would be a shame to be that close to a $400 bonus. So there's the third one that I want to mention, which is going to disappear shortly. And the last one, as I wrap this up and allow a little time for Q&A potentially, is I want to encourage you, and this one goes on, but this is the best time right now, is to identify your hotspot potential, those who are close to 10,000 or to 6,000. okay? Now, as we've looked at the data, and you've heard Al and Kevin and David talk about this, you know, when we get hit the end of July, July 31st, there are some people who have big organizations that are automatically going to become presidential because they have over 40,000 right now. They're currently executives, but they have over 40,000 in the right structure. And also there are others who are close to it. They're within 30 to 40,000 of qualified DPV. Hopefully you understand that terminology, which will change from GPV to DPV. So those people are big. But let's focus on those two groups, which is the center of this call series. Those who are from 6,000 to 9,999, who could become silver executive directors and start to earn their check match. And those from maybe 3,000 to 6,000 who can become executive directors, which of course is the food for people who have hit the 10,000. The value of getting to 10,000 and silver executive is that you get a check match on those who are at six. So if you don't have anybody at six, it doesn't help you a whole lot immediately. So how do you get that information? Once again, in Success Tracker, if you harvest that data, which I mentioned above, which we will post in the Manatech Facebook site, and you have that data, you want to look at people's volume, their GPV, it'll still say, their GPV as of business period six. And as you look at that, you can sort that. I would suggest sorting it from high to low, the highest to the lowest, and simply pick out those who are between 6 and 10. Then get a second group, those between 3 and 6. Now, those two lists can be dominant in your thinking and strategy starting now and then continuing into, you know, July and August and beyond. So you're going to have two lists there potentially, people who are close to 10K, people who are close to 6K. And can you imagine the excitement and the value, as well as the benefit, as some of these people hit 10K and then 6K. One last comment here. Just consider the opportunity, not to do it all yourself, but to get some of your downline leaders involved in sharing that load. So you may have a leader at the top of a relatively strong leg who might have some people on their own, in their own right, who are in these two sweet spots. So, Sona, there are four potential areas, three of them where the clock is ticking, and one that, well, is ticking, but it has a life beyond July 1st that could really, really, really impact people's businesses now.
That's awesome, Bob. And, you know, as not homework, even though I know as a teacher you love to give homework, we can't encourage you enough to make sure that you go into Success Tracker and, as Bob outlined, take a look at that organization and pay some significant time, spend some significant time paying attention to those details. Our next call isn't till Monday, and so we have some good time between now and then to be able to do that. And, you know, it may be the middle of June, but the beginning of July is still a few weeks away, and we can still make some significant inroads. So having said that, Bob, if you're up to it, let's take some questions. That was so well laid out, but I'm sure some people want to get into a wee bit more of the details. So if you have a question for our special guest this evening, please hit *7, and that'll open up the lines, and you can ask your question.
Where can I listen to the replay of this call? I got on late. I had another meeting.
We will be recording these calls. It takes us a little time to process the links. David Wood does them, and he's rather overloaded right now. But if you personally, we will be posting them at a certain time. But if you email to Terry Bayless and ask her, she will send out the link to you as soon as it's available. At a certain time, here is we're just sorting out the details. We will be posting them on Manatech Live under the tab. I think it will be going under the tab with success calls for right now. But that could be a few days. the fastest way will be to email to Terry and ask for that link when it's available.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
Terry. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but if you guys will send it to CCQA, that stands for Conference Call Question and Answers, you'll send the request to CCQA@manatech.com. That way, if I'm not at my desk, there's someone else who sees those messages as well.
Thanks for the clarification, Terry.
Thank you.
May I ask a question? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. And we would just ask people on the call, just give us your name and then go ahead with your question.
Sure. My name is Maru Madela.
Okay.
You had explained something about if new associates come on board after July 1st.
Yes.
They still have the chance of getting on that 20% loyalty, which is after 6 months. My thoughts were that they are not able to, after July 1st, beyond 20%, it's either 10 or 15.
Yes, well, so new associate, let me just review that you sign up, Maru, say July 5th.
Right.
Then they can get on an auto order. In fact, their first value bundle can count as month one. But they have to go through the stair step. So July, August, September will indeed be at 10%. And then October, November, December will be at 15%. And then January would be at 20%. So there's no shortcut for people who come in after July 1st or reengage after July 1st. So the only way to get in on the 20% from the get-go is to do it either engaging or reengaging before June 30th is over.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bob, this is Vicki Lynn.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi. Hey, did you say that after July 1st, all customers will only earn 10% loyalty points on their auto orders? Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, the members, who we currently call members, will get a new label. They will be called preferred customers. Okay. And it's kind of like, if you're familiar with Costco, I suppose Sam's Club is similar. In Costco, there's two levels of membership. The first level allows you to shop at Costco and get that preferred price, whereas the second group, it's a little more expensive. I think it's an executive card. You pay more, but it allows you to earn back. Kind of similar here. So members who will become preferred customers after July 1st will get they will get 10% loyalty. But at the same time, their price is coming down to the same as associate price. Right now, members pay 5% more for their price, and as of July 1st, the price will be the same across the board.
So am I hearing you say that there's two distinctions for customers? There's a customer, and then there's a preferred customer, and preferred customers are on auto order? Is that what
No.
you
No, I can understand where, because right now at the moment we have, members, we have preferred associates who might not be building a business, and then we have, business builders, often all-stars. So that's going down to only two groups. So all the members, they are just going to be preferred customers because truly they are preferred customers. They get some preferential treatment, lower price than a retail customer, and they get loyalty points. So that group of customers / preferred customers / members will get 10% loyalty on their auto orders, and as I mentioned, the price is being reduced by 5% compared to what it is now as of July 1st.
Because we used to turn all of our customers into preferred associates so they could get their discount. So I have a lot of customers.
Okay. I won't touch that one here just because of time.
Okay, thank you.
One quick question. Is it true that for auto orders it's going to be free shipping?
It is not true yet. It will not happen. To be fully transparent with you, we are under intensive discussions about how we can improve the shipping situation with either free shipping under certain conditions or reduced shipping, half price or whatever, reduced shipping under certain conditions. But that is under development, under analysis. Things haven't been finalized. We are hopeful that that can come in later this year. But we were not able to make all those things happen in time for July 1st. As you can imagine, there's a lot of programming in there, and our IT people are kind of working at the max. So that's on the radar. I won't say free, could be, or under certain conditions, or reduced at least. And but that is in the future, hopefully the near future.
Okay, thank you.
This is Doug.
Hi,
and
Doug.
I'd like to piggyback on Vicki Lynn's question then, because I heard you say there are, or maybe it was, two levels of customers, and you distinguish the preferred and the retail. So is there still a retail customer, one that just goes online and orders at a higher price, or?
Yeah, and they're not, you know, we make that opportunity available, Doug. Yes, so Joe Blow can come stumble across the Manitech website or be sent there, and he can order. He'll pay more. He'll pay the retail price, and there's no, and I think it'll be programmed so that it probes a little bit. Hey, would you like to connect with somebody who can walk through this with you and talk to you about the other options or not? But yes, Joe Blow can come in, order a bottle of Plus and a jar of Amber Toast, and that's all he ever does, or he can get attracted in deeper. So, yes, that will still be there. Now, if we set that group aside, because they're just kind of visitors, those who are part of the Manitech family are in two groups, the preferred customer slash member and the associate.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, this is Joe Blow here.
Hi, Joe Blow. Good to have you on. I was hoping to hear from you.
How you doing? Listen, Bob, it's Ray. A question. I'm noticing my customers in Massachusetts now are getting charged sales tax. I know I'm going off a little here, but is that something new? I'm in New Hampshire. You know, live free or die. We don't have taxes up here.
Well, Ray, I suggest that you get all the people in Massachusetts to move to New Hampshire.
I'm trying.
Now, I'm not an expert in that area. I know some states, that's a state decision, have sales tax on what's classified as food. But that's as far as my knowledge goes. So it could be that Massachusetts charges something that New Hampshire doesn't.
That'll teach them.
Thank you, Joel.
Oh, you can call me Ray.
Okay, Ray. Yes.
Don't call him late for dinner either. Bob, it's Ron.
No, Ron, I would never call Ray Barbuto late for dinner.
You and Summer did a fabulous job. I just want to make a quick point. I believe you missed the $75 bonus. Is that still there for the All-Star? Is that correct that I not hear you say it?
Are you talking the power bonus?
Yeah,
are you talking the direct bonus?
But there's also $75 for bringing the All-Star.
Correct. There's the direct bonus, so yes. So, Mr. Ron Roy, if you are one of those people, for example, you may want to check on this, who has three All-Stars right now. You go get a fourth one. We will send you a check. Actually, it'll be all in one. $75 for signing up that All-Star. Correct. I was focusing on the personal power bonus, which is going bye-bye. And of course, packs are going bye-bye as well. So you're right. It'll be $75 for the sign-up, direct bonus, whatever you want to call it, and then $400 for completing the power bonus.
Quick question regarding July 1 and new associates. When do you think we might have knowledge of what the pack will look like, the associate pack, the $49.99 is the assumption, and what the bundles will be, the value bundles? Any idea?
Yes, in the next few days. In fact, I think you're aware of, an announcement went out today for a series of five or six webinars starting tomorrow at 12 noon Central Time. And I know that's on the agenda. That'll be touched on one of those, at least. As well, we are working on a webinar that we hope to deliver in a few days, just going through the whole process of what it will look like online when somebody registers, the choice between being a preferred customer or going associate, and it clearly will show there for $49, here's what you get. And I could talk about that, but we're getting past our time here, and that'll be on a call. It might even be on tomorrow's call.
Awesome. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
And what is the number for tomorrow's call?
I don't have that at my fingertips, I don't think. But it's a webinar. It's a Zoom call. And so the link was sent out from our communications people today.
And it's Terry. If you'll email ccqa@manatech.com, I'll send you all that information.
All right, and that's CC2A?
Yes. QA. It's listen to these next four words, conference call questions and answers. So it's the first letter of those words. C-C-A.
Thank you. At manatech.com.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Sana. Oh, I'm sorry. Perhaps another question. Yeah.
Yeah, one more. This is Veronica, and I just wanted to get clarity on the loyalty program. Are they going to be moving from a point system to a credit system in the loyalty program as of July 1st?
Yeah, it's basically synonymous. As far as I can tell, it's basically the same. You know, it's a dollar per point or a dollar per credit. And I think they're going to tweak the language to officially say credit, which is perhaps more legally accurate, I suppose. So, yeah, we're going to be calling them loyalty credits, I believe.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
Thanks, Veronica.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I just think of it as Manatech money.
Yeah, Manatech money. You got it, Sona.
There you go, MM.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say thank you. We're already past the half hour. I know people may have more questions. Bob, thank you for your time, and as always, for articulating it so clearly and really laying that out. So hope that you got a lot of value of that. We can't encourage you enough. Please share the information that you have from these calls with your teams and encourage them. We have four more of these calls left, Monday, Wednesday, for the next 2 weeks. And we'll also have Lori will be on doing a couple of calls. I will be doing them, so we'll be doing different topics. And if you want to get Terry, you know how to send her an email. She'll get you the link whenever it's available. So with that, you've got to your homework for the weekend. Dig into your success tracker, and let's find those gems.
Thank you.
All right, Sona, it's been such a privilege to be a special guest of yours anytime.
Thanks so much, and everyone have a wonderful Father's Day.
Okay. Yes, have a good Father's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have questions or comments regarding today's call or its contents, you can email ccqa@manatech.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.